Hello.
This is very, sudden and out of nowhere. It's going to be a wonderful on the roadcast.
Welcome to Roadcast.
it's Ronnie, get on Skype. Okay, now hit record. That's basically it.
Since our lives are too busy now, we've now resorted to recording the podcast while I'm driving home from work.
You know, it's going to be a very entertaining podcast if you wreck.
If I wreck?
If you wreck. Like, I think you need a wreck, honestly.
I will do my best to try and avoid that scenario.
Damn it. All right, so since this is our first on-the-road cast, I am still adjusting audio, so hopefully it sounds good, right?
I'm just going to pull up the outline here on my GPS. No, we don't have an outline. There's no outline.
The outline is, whatever comes off the top of our head, honestly.
All right, I'll start it off. I was sitting next to a schizophrenic person at the train station.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking to his other friend in his head. And and they were having a conversation about how somebody else was having a funny conversation, and it sounded like a good time to be part of the other conversation. But meanwhile, I'm laughing on the inside at this guy who's talking to himself about having a conversation with somebody else that's actually happening. So I was really confused as to what was really going on and whether or not I was the one who's schizophrenic at that point.
It's probably all in your head. I think you're the crazy one.
And then luckily my train came.
What a world we live in.
It was weird. I was glad I could go leave and just not sit next to him.
So he didn't get on the same train as you?
No, I don't know. I think he's thinking he's on a train right now, and he's still sitting at the station.
Okay.
That's what was happening there. But I was reading a story about how, Crytek bought Vigil Games, right? The Darksiders developer, mm-hmm, that didn't get purchased in the THQ auction.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the CEO for Crytek, I can't pronounce his name right now without having it in front of me. He was saying that he was like, oh, this looks like a pretty cool bunch of dudes that will do well if we give them a CryEngine and let them make games. So let's do it. And he just had a one-day meeting with one of the guys at Vigil Games and then flew to America because they're in Germany, Crytek. And he said, okay, let's do this. Let's hire these guys. Let's let them play with it. And he's describing how, I didn't really have any meetings. We just kind of trust these guys. I trust them. So you're going to hire 40 developers and outfit a studio and do all this money expenditure without really knowing what's going on, having done no research, and buy the developer that didn't get bought in the auction. So that was kind of crazy.
Oh, how it must be nice to have a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah. I'm hoping that Crysis 3 will sell pretty well for them.
I don't know. From what I've played, I played the what is it, beta? Is it a beta,
beta
or a demo?
Yeah, I played it as well. The beta.
It sucks.
Well, it's really a demo, but it's a beta.
Yeah, it's not fun. I do not enjoy any of it.
I have to kind of agree that I didn't like the multiplayer. I thought the hunter mode was a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially where you're an invisible cloaked guy with a bow and arrow, and you're supposed to take down these cell members who are not invisible. And essentially, once you get killed as a cell, you respawn as a hunter. And that's the game. And you play that for a minute and 30 seconds, and then the game's over.
Like you said, a really neat idea. It still felt... It really wasn't that fun, honestly.
Yeah,
I'm hoping the single player, saves this game. But the problems I had with the last game was the AI. The AI was just so shit. They completely knew where you were the whole entire time. There was
because they're
no sneaking,
aliens, right?
Right. There was no sneaking around. So I'm hoping that is fixed in this one. If not, it's going to ruin the game again for me.
Extraterrestrials.
Right.
They know. They can read your brain.
Is that what's going on?
That's what's going on. That's how it's described, you know? And if
Okay.
it's shitty AI that doesn't know where you are, then they're retarded. That's a scientific term, okay? I can use that. That is not offensive in any sort or context.
Honestly, what you said makes sense.
The other big thing we should quickly talk about is the whole PlayStation thing. We haven't really addressed it. Like, we have a post up on the site, onpause.org. It's a website. Come click on our shit. Like us on Facebook, all that shit. Anyways, basically, on February 20th, Sony will reveal the quote future of PlayStation, and they're gonna have some media event where they're gonna essentially make some kind of announcement. Maybe they're gonna announce an announcement, or I don't know what they're gonna do. But everybody's heavily rumoring PlayStation 4 announcement for later in the fall. And
Nah, it's probably going to be something with Gaikai on PS3.
I was thinking that, but it would be. I was thinking that Gaikai will be involved somehow in the reveal of what it really is.
Right.
But I don't think it's the sole purpose, because if it is, and they're going to invite investors, and they're going to invite media and make such a big stink, and they're just going to say, "Oh, you can stream classic games now on Gaikai on PlayStation without having to download it 50 megabytes." So I hope that's not it.
Is Gaikai even possible? Like,
Yeah, they
well, I
think
mean, I
that
guess what was it on live? I guess on live basically worked.
On Life worked, but they had a faulty business model, so that's why they didn't work out, and they ended up being completely restructured. And On Life is still around. Like, they're going to be in televisions and stuff. It's going to be actually kind of cool. But by the time they're around, gamers won't really give a shit. It'll just be for somebody who buys a Samsung television, turns it on, and says, "Oh, there's a gaming service on here." You know,
Yeah. I'm just
it's not
trying to
like.
think of, bandwidth-wise, is Gaikai even possible? Because, Time Warner goes through and throttles everything.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Unless they partner with one of the big cable companies, like everybody's rumoring that, Comcast or Time Warner will be built into the next consoles, as in a set-top box. So that will be pretty awesome. But yeah, I think it's definitely going to be the PS4 announcement, and they will show like sizzle reels of some of the games that are coming out. They may say, PlayStation 4, look for it this winter or this fall. And they're going to show the games at E3. And the specs that were leaked out by various people, so-called reliable sources to various media outlets, they were pretty impressive. It's pretty much high-end PCs. That's what the next consoles are going to be, which is very welcomed. That's why we saw games like Watch Dogs at E3 and Star Wars 1313, which clearly are not going to run on current gen tech, right?
Exactly. I mean, these consoles are definitely, beast compared to what we have now. I mean, what we have now is awful.
We're talking the Xbox has what, 512 megabytes
Yeah,
of
exactly.
memory, video memory, and
The
the
PS3
PlayStation.
has less.
Yes, 256. And
Like
these.
my phone right now has more than both of them.
Right, exactly. So these consoles are supposed to be quad core 2.3 gigahertz processors with like 2 gigs of dedicated video memory and 8 gigs of mega 8 gigs of RAM. So we're talking pretty powerful machines. And also, there's probably going to be some kind of new service and features and things that we don't even know about, like so cool that we don't even know about. We don't
We
even
don't
know we
even know
want
that we
this.
want it yet.
Yeah, we don't even know that we want to have built-in Domino pizza delivery order systems. What? And then you can share it.
Love that ad. I'm there, I'm sitting there playing Halo 5, and then out of nowhere, an ad pops up on the left, and it's like, hold X now to order a pizza.
Yeah.
And then 15 minutes later, you know, it's at my door.
You know, when you play Kinect every so many minutes, like every half hour or something, a warning or a notification comes up that says, "Are you tired? Why don't you take a break?" And the new console that's just going to say, "Are you hungry, fatty? Here, push one-click ordering your Domino's pizza." We are going to be just fatties.
The funny thing is one, they can do this technology, and two, they might, actually, you know?
That would be pretty cool.
This would be wonderful.
We're subsidizing your purchase of the PlayStation 4 if you also subscribe to Domino's and get weekly pizza deliveries every Saturday. Seconds of video and record it and share it with the world. Essentially that.
Yeah, I have no freaking clue what you just said. You lagged completely out. Oh, episode one of Roadcast is full of fail.
Roadcast? I'm surprised we only had one call drop
so far.
No, I was saying you could record your gameplay the past 30 seconds and then immediately post it on the internet. So maybe that's what the Gaikai service uses to streaming. I don't know. But that's kind of cool where you can say, oh, I just schooled this guy in, I don't know, Call of Duty or in FIFA or any other multiplayer, or you did something cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can just say share it, boom, and it shares it automatically the last 30 seconds of your gameplay. I think that's pretty unique. Of course, at first, all we're going to see is, you know, a bunch of people teabagging or ragdolling a GTA, you know, 5 physics or something. We're not going to see any meaningful things, you know, for a while.
I was going to say, I thought I was hearing a rumor for a while that the next Xbox was going to include like a game recorder where you could completely record everything on it.
Yeah, they're saying that there's going to be two HDMI ports this time, one in, one out, meaning you can just stick it in your computer and record.
Mm-hmm.
Without having to buy like a big expensive recording device.
I don't see that happening, but that would be very nice for all the video makers out there.
I thought that some of the development kits, I don't know if it was the 3DS or the Vita, that the dev kits actually had that built in, like recording capability.
Oh, really? Oh.
Of some kind of capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they have the technology. It's just, are they going to stick it in there, you know? Because you're dirty person.
I know, right? I'm such an 8-year-old.
Well, I saw your Lego stopgap animation.
Oh, God, I have way too much time at work, especially when I work first shift. I have like 3 hours of zero customers. So I just get out my phone and we've got a little Lego man sitting around. So I go through and just pose him in weird different poses and I take a picture. Or earlier today, I was doing video.
It's something that I cannot wait to see. Maybe you should embed some of that in this post if there is such a thing.
I was going to say, go to my Twitter. I'll go through and post more. It's at Ronnie Dean. RONYDEAN.
Yeah, do that. Go follow him. You can also follow me at Racing Freak. And we have a new member, Brendan. He's been doing some posting on the site, which is nice to see. The Antichamber review he posted. What's the other review? There's another one.
Oh, it's right at
the cave.
There you go.
Which is a great game. I've played that game as well. I love
Antichamber. Looks amazing.
Yeah, it's this.
It looks like so much fun.
White space / use of color, first person puzzle game that reminds you a little bit of Portal in a way, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, completely different game mechanics than Portal. But it's cool. You know, first, especially if they have a cool art style like that. So check that game out. That game won the IGF Independent Game Festival Award, I think, one time, maybe twice.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah, it's a very, very, very cool game. And it's on Steam for $15. I think it's on sale right now for 25% off. So can't really do wrong with that.
That's cool. I bet it doesn't work on a Mac, though, does it?
I don't know if it has cross play. I'm not sure. I also wrote a piece, a preview for SimCity. SimCity, that's a game.
That is a game, and how is it?
The beta was unfortunately only an hour long, so you could play 1 hour chunks starting from zero. So I played that beta like 4 or 5 times in a row that weekend.
Nice. And
it was so much fun to, you know, they've done a lot of streamlining in their systems. You know, SimCity is not as complicated anymore. Like, there's less charts and complication. It's more here, have fun. It's streamlined. You know, the interface and everything is very intuitive. I mean, I'm not going to babble on about it right now, but you can go read the preview on the site. And it's really, really fun. Too bad that the beta was only limited to a closed group of people that were able to get a code. We got a code, luckily. And the game will be out March 6th, so I recommend you buy that. And you can run that on computers that are not very, you know, high end. You can, I mean, I ran it on the laptop that runs integrated Intel graphics, the 4000. That's, I think, on MacBooks and stuff as well. So
yes, it is. Yeah, and I've been following this game ever since they announced it, and I am so excited for it. It looks amazing, and the best part, it works on a Mac, so it does. I'll actually be able to play this one.
It comes out day and date as the PC version on the Mac.
That's fantastic.
Which is really cool. And those guys really care about making this, you know, the last SimCity game came out in 2003, so it's been literally 10 years. And they're really doing everything they can to make this like a super accessible yet super deep and fun experience that will also include online features for the first time, so you can trade with other cities at, you know, around the world. You can build combined projects like airports. It's phenomenal. The big thing with this one is they build all the infrastructure, like the water main lines and the electricity and the sewage. Everything is built into the roads, so you don't have to put up, you know, electricity poles and care about, you know, the water and the sewage. It's all already combined in the roads. So you have to be really smart about placing your roads and building the various zones that you attach to the roads, and they kind of build out indefinitely depending on how you lay out your road system. So it's really build out your roads, manage your zones, and it's very dynamic. But you have to be really smart about how quick you build out the various zones, and you have to obviously keep up with the whole economy. And it's just one of those phenomenal games that will keep you playing for 8 hours straight, and you feel like you just blinked. You know? The similar thing happened when we play, you know, Civilization V or games like that, where the time just, it goes by so slow, but it feels like it's going by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait for that game to come out. And, you know, Dead Space 3 comes out tomorrow.
Which is another game that I'm actually disappointed by. I checked out the demo. I'm still going to rent the game. I'm still going to check it out. But the demo really, it wasn't that fun. I didn't like the openness.
I hear that lots of people are sort of either mentioning that or complaining about it. But I think that we should really let the full game be the judge. I think that the demo really they want to show off something unique and new to the series. Like, it is open, like you were saying.
Well, I think they definitely want to show off the co-op of the game. Which, yeah. I didn't play it that way. You know, I tried single only.
Right. And from my understanding is that the game can actually be fully played single player and will be a different experience than when you play it cooperatively. So they actually tailored the two campaigns uniquely to the playstyle. So if you feel like you want to play this one completely solo, you should be able to. And a similar old school Dead Space type experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know. I don't even know if we're going to get the game. It could be in the mailbox, or it could never come. I don't know.
Well, like I said, I'm still going to rent it because I love the last one.
Right.
You know, hopefully it picks up after the demo level. But you know, you definitely need to get it. We need to do some co-op because that would be a blast.
Yeah, I know. I really want to play some co-op.
Yeah, I can't wait to shoot off your legs and then just run away.
I'd be like, you freak. Look at you crawling across the floor.
So the only like game I've been playing the past few days is Super Meat Boy. I'm addicted to this game. I know I'm like 2 years late, but this game is so much fun. And I don't think I've ever said the F word more.
Like 47 times per level.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, I remember playing that game. That was part of the game feast. That's what it was. Game feast. Mm-hmm. I remember that. That was actually a really good Xbox Live Arcade that year, with Super Meat Boy being the big game, I think, in that. And it's like, I mean, obviously everybody's played it probably at this point, but it's like, you're okay with dying over and over because you start over immediately.
Mm-hmm. And what's cool is you really, it may take you a little while, but you start figuring out the world. The more you go through it, you're like, okay, now I need to jump. And this is when I need to jump off the wall. And I don't know, it's just the way you start to learn the world is kind of rewarding.
Right. You learn every now and then you go through a level completely without dying. You do it the first time. That's happened to me a couple of times. But more often than not, you get 10% of the level, you die. You get 20% of the level, you die. Mm-hmm. You get 30% of the level, you die, right? And as it goes on, and then there's like the dark worlds and all that stuff, it gets harder. I mean, it's a brutal old school game, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's really fun to also see those guys who made the game, Team Meat, the developer. If you watch the indie game, the movie, they're on there. So I recommend that. That's on Netflix instant streaming now. So if you have that, why haven't you watched that movie? You know,
that movie was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
really enjoyed it. Did you watch?
I really did.
Speaking of like indie game movies, did you watch the story of Mojang, the Minecraft creators?
Not yet. Is that also on Netflix?
It is not. You have to buy that one, or you can pirate it. Because the people who made it, what is it, Two Player Studios?
Mm-hmm.
They actually put it up on the Pirate Bay for people to download.
Wow. I guess they really want everybody to see it.
Yeah,
huh?
I enjoyed it. It was a good watch. It was like 2.5 hours long.
No shit. I think that one aired on Xbox Live, right? When was a big...
Yes, it did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. But now it's not available anymore, obviously.
Not sure.
Fuck. They always want money from us, Ronnie. Why is that?
It's because you have it. So.
That's right, yeah. I'm driving home from work from my ivory tower in a Porsche 911. That's how much money I have.
Just rub it in, you asshole.
Yeah.
So but, have you been playing any video games?
The last game I played... I really, really got into FIFA Ultimate Team, which is, here's how it works, quickly. I won't bore you too much. FIFA Ultimate Team is essentially you trade cards, or you can buy cards, which are players, which have levels, you know, the rankings. So you want to acquire all gold level cards because they're the best players. And then you take those players that you've acquired. So essentially you build your own team, you know, based on the coins and shit that you earn, whatever, the currency. And then you play against real people, obviously, in real life, and there's several divisions. And then if you get a minimum point percentage, you move up a division. So the lower divisions, people are shit, and you can beat them easily, depending on how good you are. But as you get it in the higher divisions, you only play good people, right? And it's soul crushing, because you may, like... do really well, but some guy figured out some weird glitchy move and he scores a goal against you in the last minute and you lose. And that happened to me like 5 times in a row. And then I just want to crush my controller and break it in half. It was infuriating. And then I just walk away. I walk away. And then I go back for some more soul crushing and ball. And the other night I played Hitman Absolution. And that game is really fun, except I was kind of drunk.
I was going to say, I read your tweet.
And I just ran through it. Like, absolutely unstealthy, and I was just murdering everybody. Which, you can play that way. It works. At least in the first couple of levels that I played. But I really need to actually restart, because I don't remember everything. I should probably give that another go.
Are you even able to tell me if this game is good or not, and I need to get it? You don't
absolutely
remember?
Not.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay.
I'm just glad the controls were simple enough for me to remember that what I needed to do. No, but that's a game that I've been wanting to play. I just haven't gotten to it yet. There's a bunch of other games that I really still need to get to, and it's not easy, and especially now that, games like Dead Space will come out, Aliens, Colonial Marines, what else? BioShock Infinite, help me out. There's a bunch more coming out. Metal Gear Solid, Rising, Revengeance, great name.
That game also sucked.
The demo sucks, maybe, but
The game mechanics are just not fun. It's very Japanese.
you just want to play Halo 4.
Halo 4? Hell no, that game sucked as well.
What? You
I
hate
just want to play
everything.
Super Meat Boy, honestly. Like right now I'm thinking about Super Meat Boy. I want to go and, get my ass handed to me.
You go on these long stints of playing like Minecraft or Super Meat Boy, and you'll hate everything else until the latest new game comes out, and you're like, I fucking love that game.
I know,
Like,
right?
it'll be the most mainstream game ever, and all of a sudden you love it because you're all done with Super Meat Boy. Like, I can see that. I can see that happening sometime soon. I think you'll do that with Dead Space. I think you're going to end up loving it.
Most likely, most
Yeah.
likely.
I really look forward to that game also, and then also Aliens. I don't know. There's just it's going to be
Aliens, what
bad.
is Aliens?
Colonial Marines, the Sega game. Gearbox is making that. It takes place. Have you heard of Aliens before? The movie Aliens?
Yeah,
Never?
it's about the movie?
It's set in the same universe. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Wow. Welcome to 20 like 11.
I'm sorry,
Gearbox.
I'm too busy at work, doing Lego photography to pay
Yeah, with
attention to aliens colonial marines.
Colonial Marines, yeah.
Colonial.
It's a tough word. Yeah. If you can't say it, you can't play it. It's gonna be hard for you. It takes place after the second movie. Aliens.
I've never seen the movies.
Aliens, and then in the other movies. But Aliens Colonial Marines is set right after that, and then
I'm
you
watching a
go.
trailer right now. It actually looks kind of fun.
Yeah, I played the multiplayer at PAX last year, and it was a blast, actually.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Okay. Game of the year.
Confirmed.
I'm done with Super Meat Boy. I want aliens now.
Fuck that game. No, I mean that's pretty much it. I just wanted to vent, and I was really tired and annoyed, and it's Monday, so this should be a really enjoyable podcast. Did you watch the Super Bowl to like sum up this podcast here? Did you watch the Super Bowl last night?
No.
Did you know who win? Did you figure out who won the game?
The Ravens.
All right, you got it.
And then there was a blackout, which is
There was.
hilarious.
Yep, Beyonce,
And then Beyonce was hot on stage.
she shook her hips too hard. There was so many like internet meme type pictures that came out like within minutes of the blackout, It was pretty funny. It was actually a really
Oreo had an ad within like 30 minutes to an hour.
Really.
Yeah. Like it was just a little Oreo cookie that says you can even enjoy it in the dark. It was hilarious.
Oh, brilliant. Did you see the GoDaddy ad? Let's just talk about that real quick. That GoDaddy ad was so filthy. It was disgusting.
All I know is someone kissed a nerd. That's all I know. I did not watch it.
Have you seen the movie Mask? The Cher movie?
No.
Okay, for those of you who've seen it, that's the nerd is the son of the mask. That's maybe you should Google it. Mask, the Mask movie. It's a really disgusting looking human being. And then they kiss. He kisses this really attractive woman on, and it's essentially saying, I don't know, GoDaddy is as attractive as this young lady and run by the smarts of this nerd. So if you combine the two, you get GoDaddy or something along those lines. That was the ad. And so the essence of the ad was the hot chick kissing the nerd. And so she kisses the nerd and they zoom in close. Closer, really disgusting. That you can't look away, but you can't look at it. So what you end up doing is you do some zombie eye move that you keep looking back and forth. I don't even know what was going on, I was trying to finish all the beer in the at the Super Bowl party just to make sure I'd black out completely before the ad was over. It was totally disgusting. And the ads in general weren't very good this year. They weren't very good, let's be honest.
That's what I heard. I went through and watched, like, they released what, an Iron Man and a Star Trek trailer,
Yeah.
and
Star Trek trailer looked good. The War Z trailer was
Fast and
there.
Furious 6.
Yeah,
All of
snooze.
those look great. I'm excited to see those. Everything else that I saw this year, though, looked just awful.
Did you see the Volkswagen commercial? The Jamaican
Yes,
white
yes.
guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. My favorite part of that commercial was when they asked the guy, they were like, I forget what his name was, like, Joe, aren't you from Michigan? And he's like, yeah, man, the land of 10,000 lakes. I lost my shit, man. That was really
Only thing
funny.
is we saw it a week ago, you know? It wasn't
Yeah.
really special seeing it last night.
Right, yeah, I agree. But it was kind of, you know, everybody was waiting to see it, so the room got real quiet and everybody was like, wait, here comes, you know? And then after it's over, everybody just starts dying. But I think Volkswagen did a really smart thing, you know. They put out their ad a week before and they got all the publicity already, so it's perfect timing, you know. Smart. All right, we're about to sign off here because I'm hungry. And this is all you're going to get out of us. You should be happy that you're getting anything because we were supposed to record Saturday, and somebody that is not me, that's also on this podcast today, said that they're not available anymore. All of a sudden, have better things to do.
Am going to just edit out this whole entire part and, you know, make it sound as if you want to leave the listeners.
I think that's messed up, man.
No,
I think
because
you're
that's way too much work for me, honestly. I'm just gonna keep it in. I don't care.
exactly. You need to redeem yourself because that was just a mean thing.
I'm sorry. Do you want a hug?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Okay, e-hug. There you go. Let's move
All
on.
right. It was a really
Little
awkward hug.
bitch.
You're not very good
Little
at hugging.
fucking bitch.
Stop grabbing my ass. Unpause.org. Check it out. We post stuff on there. Follow us at Ronnie Dean and at Racing Freak. We post a lot of stuff all day long. I do. Ronnie doesn't
I
so
don't
much.
post anything.
And also follow on pause underscore org or like us on Facebook. We'd appreciate a like or a follow so we can give you free things sometimes. All right. See you later.
Bye.